Yesterday we did Siv Ches, Shin Aleph, Siv Ches, with the machat, with a hole, without a hole. So I was a little bit thrown off by the Beragola, giving the shitas differently as I understood them. So it's a whole discussion. There's a Tol Sofer in the Beis Yosef, and in the Fancy Friedman, they have a whole footnote over there explaining each Beragola, but the way we explained it, the opinions that we assign to each shita is correct. Okay, Sif Tes. So Sif Tes is kind of a continuation of Sif Ches, in that it comes from the same sugya. Because the Mishnayis, when they talk about the Machat, they also talk about a Taba'at. So now we're going to talk about the Taba'at. So there's a Mishnah in Shabbos Nun Zayin that a woman is not allowed to walk outside with a tabat that does not have a chotam, that's not a signet ring, it's just a beauty ring. But if she does, she's only awesome in the Rabbanan, again, according to the Shita, which we have to really discuss, but that women are not allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Okay, we're going to get there. Our women obviously do wear jewelry on Shabbos, but that's working within that Shita. Then there's a Mishnah Samach Beizam and Aleph. And then it says if a woman wears a tabat that does have a chotam, then it's mamish achiyav d'oraisa. Then Ula told us that it's the opposite, chilufehen be'ish. And the question we discussed yesterday at length with the three shitas, is that talking about the machat or not? But everybody agrees that it is talking about the tabat. So today we're going to talk about the tabat.
Yesterday
we spoke about the machat, the needle, with the hole, without a hole. So today we're up to the tabat, the ring. So Rashi explains, we said by a woman, if it has a chotam, then it's chayev. If it does not have a chotam, it's pater. So by men, Rashi says it's the opposite. If it has a chotam, he's pater. And if it does not have a chotam, he's going to be chayev. Tosa says, not so simple. And then there's a discussion. There's this gzera derabanan that we're discussing, right? That women are now allowed to wear jewelry. They're going to come to take it off and carry it, dal ramis and shusarabim. Does the same thing apply to a man? So it seems like for a man it's okay. The Arishonim will say that a man is not going to come to take off his ring. Let's go back. We have a gzera derabanan again, which we have to discuss and see if it's relevant today at all. But in the olden days, there was a gzera derabanan. Women now that wear jewelry, they might take it off and show their friends. Is that shayach to a man? So from Rashi, it sounds like yes. Whatever is said by a woman is said by a man. And that's what we said is the exact opposite. So by a woman, if there's a ring with a chotam, she's chayev, he's pater. Why is he pater? Because for a man, a tabat with a chotam is like a piece of jewelry. And therefore, it's also midrabanan. Just like women now that wear jewelry, they'll take it off to show their friends. Men are the same way. And Rabbi Natam says, no. Rabbi Natam says, when we say chilufei and be'ish, we don't mean exactly. And the same issa d'rabbanan we have by women, by men. No, women like to show off their jewelry. Men who have jewelry are not as inclined to take it off and show it off. And the gzera applies to women and does not apply to men. That's what Rabbi Natam says. Rashi disagrees. Now, they try to bring a raya. Yes. So he can't wear jewelry. And the jewelry here we're talking about is a ring with a chotam, because he'll take it off and show his friends. Now, there is a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says a couple of things. It brings down a story with Rabbi Gamliel walking in the chatzer, showing everyone on Shabbos, showing a golden mafteach in his hand. I assume it's a chatzer without an Erev, and everybody's yelling at him. And why he held it was okay, I'm not quite sure. I didn't look it up inside. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi over there, talks about something that's asui, lekach ulekach is asa. The question is, what does it mean, lekach ulekach? So one way of understanding lekach ulekach, if it's made for a man and for a woman, it's going to be also, so there are those that want to bring a raya for Rashi. You see that even by men, it's also to wear jewelry on Shabbos because they're going to take it off and show it to their friends. Others say, no, that's not what it means. It means that this specific type of jewelry, this thing, is shayach for a man and a woman. If a woman cannot wear it, then a man also cannot wear it. But if you have two different types of jewelry, like a tabat with a chotam and a tabat without a chotam, which I consider two separate things, so this is shayach for men, and that's not a raya for Rashi. Rashi wants to say that men cannot wear any jewelry at all. And others say there's no raya from here. It could be like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Xer is not by women. But even Rabbeinu Tam agrees, if this particular piece of jewelry is shaya for men and women, if a woman cannot wear it on Shabbos, neither can a man. So if we're dealing with the same thing, so Asui Lekach Lekach is men, according to this approach, is men and women. And just like it's also for a woman to wear, it's also for a man to wear. Okay? Now Rashi says it's always also for men. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Only when this specific particular piece of jewelry is shayach for men and women, a woman can't wear it, also a man can't wear it. But if it's something special for a man, then a man can't wear it. Now, there's another mahalach in that Yerushalmi. What does it mean? It's made lekach ulekach. The first mahalach is for men and for women. The second mahalach is that this object is made for two things. It's made to be a tachshit, a piece of jewelry, and it's also made for tashmish to be used in a different way. Okay? What does that mean? So let's say you have a key. A key is used to open the door. So what do they do in America? Now most places have an air, but there are still places that don't. And what did they do 50, 70 years ago in America where there were no Erevin?
They used it as a belt.
So, right. So they would take the key, they would use the key, they would build the key into a belt or into a tie clip. They would use it for something else. So that's this Shaila, according to this opinion. When Yerushalmi says, lekach ulekach, there's two ways of understanding. One is it's for men and for women. This mahalach is no. It's made for a dual purpose. It's a tachshit. It's a piece of jewelry. But it's also for tashmish. That means it can be a tie clip. You know, it's a tie clip. You stick it on your tie so your tie doesn't go flying in the wind, and it holds your tie in place. Nowadays, I don't think no one wears tie clips. When I was a kid, the men who were over 80, they wore tie clips. So, and those who wanted us, so they would take a key, make it look nice, and use it as a tie clip. So it has it's a tachshit, it's part of my, you know, jewelry or clothing. But then when I get to my house, I open the door and go inside. So it has a dual purpose, two purposes. L'tashmish u'l'tachshit. So is that good or is that not good? So the Torah says it's not good. However, his father holds it is good. Now the question is how you understand the Yerushalmi. If you understand the Yerushalmi, says lekach ulekach is aser. So if lekach ulekach is tachshit and tashmish, it's going to be aser, maybe. If you understand lekach ulekach is men and women, it has nothing to do with tachshit and tashmish, and as long as it's a tachshit, so then as it's in tachshit, and if you assume that tachshit is mamutter again, which we haven't really gotten to the bottom of at all, but then it has a din tachshit. And the Maharam has some sort of pshara. He has a chilek. He says, if it's made out of gold or silver, so that has a din tachshit. But if it's made out of barzel or nechoshet, what's barzel? Iron or bronze. So it's a much cheaper type of metal. Then it's going to be awesome. Meaning if it's really fancy, so then the tachshit wins out over the tashmish. It's considered more ornamental than practical. If it's made out of a different type of cheap metal, so then we view it less as a piece of jewelry and more as a what it's really made for, which is to open the door. Okay. So this is actually a very relevant, I don't know nowadays, but certainly in the olden days, but even nowadays relevant. Nowadays you get a code on your door and you don't have to worry about keys on Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem. Okay, anyway, let's see. So this is... so confused. Oh, we didn't do the Shulchan Aruch and Sif test. We just went right into the... okay. That's the Sif test. Sorry. Shin Aleph, Sif test. That was Yud Aleph. I just gave you the intro for Yud Aleph. Shin Aleph test. Lo yetzei b'tabat shein aleh chotam. A man should not walk outside with a ring that does not have a chotam, a signet on it. V'im yotze chayev, if he does, he's chayev. It's aser min ha-Torah. It's like used for signing papers. They used to have the ring. with wax. We're going to get there. We didn't get there yet. Now we're on a tabat that does not have a signet. It does not. It's not a way of signing. Then it's also min haTorah. Why? Mishaber sivkat and lamed dalid. The habi rak takshe leisha, because it's only considered to be a piece of jewelry for a woman. About the isha v'masli, but for a man, it's considered to be a burden. That's if it's on his finger. If it's mamish in his hands, he's carrying it, so then I don't care what it's made out of. Then everyone can agree it's chayiv. It's considered hotza on its finger. Why? When would a man, assuming men don't wear rings, nowadays many men do wear rings. So, but assuming a man doesn't wear a ring, he's putting it on his fingers. He's putting it on his fingers, so that should be not the normal derech. Why is that considered a derech? So we mentioned this yesterday. Says the Mishabura, Shalifamim, the sentence, Isha Labayla, Licha, the Umma, the Sakna. The ring is something wrong with the ring. She tells her husband, please bring the ring to the jeweler to fix it. He doesn't want to lose it. If he puts it in his pocket, it's going to get lost. He puts it on his finger. Umanicha be'etzba'o, achamagiya l'sham. Vim kain, af b'chol have derech hotza bekach b'chayim. So it's called derech hotza for a man to wear a ring, even in a society where men do not wear rings at all. And so if he's wearing it on his finger, he's going to be chayiv. The bir alacha, look at the bir alacha. Dibra masla v'imyotza chayiv. I'm b'beis yosef b'shem rabbi Yerucham v'iskim imo. V'kayom sh'derech ha'anosh ma'atzit b'chol b'tabat sh'lei chosam. Now they're different. Men do wear rings, says the bir alacha from the beis yosef. So society changed 500 years ago. Men started wearing rings. Okay, so if in a society where men wear rings, nowadays, I mean, not in Beitar, but in other places, many men do wear rings. Right, there's a wedding band, there's, you know, some people have, when they graduate college, there's some sort of college ring, high school ring, but the most common one is a wedding, is called a wedding band, right, when people get married. Right, so if a man wears a ring, if in a society where men wear rings, so then a ring for a man is like a ring for a woman. It's not going to be considered carrying. It's not going to be chayiv. It's a tachshit, and it goes back to that other discussion which we didn't get to yet, which we'll get to in Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches about jewelry. But it's certainly not going to be chayiv in a Torah. There might be Gzeira D'Rabbanan. He'll take it off and show his friends, maybe. Okay, which nowadays is not so shy. Okay, now, this is Bichetzel's question. What if the ring does have a chotam on it? A signet, a way of signing documents. So, l'rashi. Okay, so, when you have a signet ring, it's a sign of chashivas. It shows how chashiv I am. So that's a very big chashiv piece of jewelry for me. Okay, it's a status symbol. And therefore, it's not considered carrying. It's very not going to be awesome in our Torah. The question, it's not considered carrying. Because it's part of my clothing, it's part of my let's call it a tachshit more than a lavush. Okay, so then it becomes like a piece of jewelry. Is there official on the rule books, 2,000 years ago, 500 years ago, is there a gzeira d'rabbanan against men wearing jewelry as there was for women? Right? We just said, Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the thing over here. In Yeshua Chotam the Rashi it's Pater, because Rashi holds there's no difference between men and women. And just like by, there's a gzeira that women can take off the jewelry and show it to their friends, same gzeira by a man cannot wear his college ring on Shabbos. They're afraid he's going to take it off and show his friends. Asa midu abanim. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, Ula Rambam Mutter. According to, we'll call it a football ring, because that's not shaykh to women, let's say. Rabbeinu Tam, Ula Rambam is going to be Mutter. The Eino Tachshe El Ish. Yeah, they get a Super Bowl ring, right? Oh, Nyana Diyayim, Super Bowl. Okay, so if it's something that only shaykh for a man, Rashi says, I don't care. It's still the same Issa d'Rabbanan, he might take it off and show his friends. And Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam say, no, if it's a piece, it's a Super Bowl ring, it's only shaykh to a man. They haven't yet put women into the Super Bowl. Maybe the halftime show. So if it's only shaykh for men, there's no Issa d'Rabbanan. The man is not going to take it off and show his friends. The chatzchila, he can wear his Super Bowl ring on Shabbos. Okay, the ain't no talk to Ella Ish. Here goes. Aval. Davashu takshid ish uli isha. Let's say the wedding band. He has his wedding band. She has her wedding band. Right? The same wedding ring, basically. Asa gam li'ish. So once it's the same type of jewelry, just like it's asa for women, it's going to be asa for men. Everyone's going to agree to that. Even Rabbi Natan and the Rambam will say that the gzeir is not shayach to men. That's only if it's a special piece of jewelry for men. But once, that's a Super Bowl ring. But when it's a wedding band, which is shayach to women like it is to men, just like she can't wear it, he can't wear it. Okay, again, this is, it's hard to get speak for a week. Maybe we should skip to Shin Gimel Yurchas because we're going to dance around this topic now for like a month. Okay. Mishua Sivkat Lamavav, the Rashi Patra Aval Aser, Perish Patra Aval Aser Midrabanan. Okay, also he says at the bottom there, the same thing. As a woman, you're afraid he's going to take it off to show his friends. That's certainly shaykh to a Super Bowl ring, right? Instead of show off to his friends. Okay, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, the Antakshah Elel Ish, Svirlu, the Beish, Lo Gazrinam, by a man, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, by men, there's no Xerah that they're going to, no Shalif Umachvi, he's going to take it off and show his friends. Why? If he's Shayn Darko Bakach, it's not the Derek for men to do that. Avodavar, Shu Takshili Ishali Isha, but something which is a piece of jewelry for men and for women. Gamli, the two Asr, Mishum Delopug, Rabban, Basur, Gambi Ish. There's a lot plug. If Chazal asked this piece of jewelry on Shabbos, we can't say they only asked it for women and not for men. This piece of jewelry is going to be awesome. Once you have male jewelry, so then Rabbeinu Tam Rambam can say a Super Bowl ring is male jewelry and there's no gzeira. Rashi says there is. They say there is. But they all agree that if it's unisex jewelry, it's a wedding band, so then it's going to be awesome for both. Okay? Mishra Sivkat and Lam and Ches. I am the common Simon Shin Gimel Sifi Ches. That's the one we keep dancing around. Talks about Julie Bezanza. Hanu Disham Nisbar Heich Nilhung Bezabiz Manenu. They're just going to discuss how we treat jewelry nowadays. Umash Visham De'en Limchos Be'ish Hanosil Sam. Okay, it's Mashma over there. There we're going to water down the whole Sugya. Nowadays there's no Rishis Arabim and things are different and whatever. So, here you have a machlokes by a man, so there was more room to be lenient. And there she brings down, that is going to be the bottom line. There's no inyan for a man. If he has male jewelry, he has a Super Bowl ring, no inyan to be machmir on Shabbos at all. Okay. Sif Yud. Oh boy. Tabat shekavua ba'evan. This is what we call an engagement ring. It's a ring with an evan inside. V'chein im suvim ba'osios, if there's letters inside the ring, ein alea chotam mikri. So that's not called chotam. A chotam means a chotam. Shalom mikri chotam elim ken chakukim ba'osios otzurot. Chotam means that you can use it to put on a piece of wax, and now the wax is either going to go in or come out with the shape, the form, the letters, whatever it is. But just because something is on your ring, has your initials on it, or it has a diamond on it, that's not what we're talking about when we're talking about a tabat with a chotam. Okay, let's start Yud Aleph. We already gave the intro, so. So, davar asur the tachshit uli hishtamish bo. You have something that we said it's made for two things. It's made to be a tie clip, which is jewelry, which let's say is mutter, and it's made to be it's a key to get into my house. Could go maftechot na'ot shel kesef k'min tachshit, like you have pretty keys made out of silver, which is like jewelry. Asur, why? Sheharoe omer shel tzach tashmish motzi. Someone's going to see it and they say, oh, that's his key. He wants to get into his house. V'yesh matirim imushal kesef. However, there are those that are lenient if it is made out of silver. Haga umikom mako. Now, they used to have in the olden days, maybe they still have it, I don't know, a fancy silver glasses case. We have fancy silver esrog boxes. Some people. Fancy silver glasses case. So you want to wear your necklace, and it's very fancy nowadays, it costs a lot of money, the price of silver is very high, and inside you have glasses, can you wear that on Shabbos? Salat Batiksha Bata Einaim Shekorin Brilin. You are not allowed to wear the glasses case on Shabbos. Afapi Shatiku Shakesev, even though it's beautiful, it's made out of silver, it's very fancy. Why? Because inside are glasses. The Abate Inayim Ba'atne Masui, because the glasses themselves are a Masui, they are the burden. Period. Now back to the key. If the key is made out of a cheaper type of metal, not gold, not silver, even if it is attached and set into your belt, it's going to be aser. And there are those that say that it's going to be mutter. So this is a very, very common thing years ago, before every community in the world had Erevin. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of Yeraf. Again, Davratsui, it's made for a dual purpose. It's made to use as a key, and it's also made either for a belt or for a tie clip. Okay? It's the first opinion of the Mechaber is that it's Aser. Because someone who sees you says, oh, that's his key. He's using it to get into his house. Now he wants it for jewelry. Aser. Menei haroeh. Even the shitas we just learned about who say that a man is allowed to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Or let's say it's something that's secured to you that you can't take off and show people. There's no gzeira because you can't do it. It's still also because of maris ayin. Dirshu points out. When they see, let's say you have a very pretty, women have something called a necklace, right? Something called a necklace. What's dangling from the necklace? Could be anything dangling from a necklace. Could be a mug and David. Could be, I don't know, a stone. It could be a ring. It could be anything. So put a silver key there. It's very pretty. And that, right? Necklace. Hang a key there. So that's going, it's very pretty. It's made out of silver. According to this sheet, first sheet in Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be usher. Why? Because people look at it and they say, she's carrying her fancy key to shul on Shabbos. They don't say, what a pretty piece of jewelry. Okay, anyway. Okay, so that's going to be awesome. Now, v'yesh matirin, musha kesef, then the Mechaber brings down the yesh matirin, mishbisiv katan membeis, the kevan, the ain't der lasu maftech mi kesef. Wait a second. How many of us have a key made out of silver? I don't have a key made out of silver, real silver. So, if you have a key made out of silver, ikaro nasa tashit. So it was made to be ornamental, to be a piece of jewelry. Even though you can also use it to open up your door. Why did you make it out of silver? You could have made it out of copper. If you make it out of silver, it's to be a tachshit. You're allowed to wear it as a tachshit. But if it's made out of regular metal, even though you're making it, you know, it's made to be pretty and used as a tachshit, also lots as well, you cannot wear it out on Shabbos. Then ikara the tashmish asui. We say, what's the main function of this thing? If it's silver, we could say the main function, according to the second opinion, main function is tachshit. If it's not silver, the main function is tashmish. To open your door. That's no different than any other key. It's from Shulchan Aruch. It's a stam in the Yesh Omrim. Halacha is like the first opinion. He brings it down as a stam opinion. It says the Mishabur, those who are lenient, you should not stop someone from doing that. The minig Ashkenaz was to be mako with silver keys to wear them as jewelry and wear them outside on Shabbos. Minig Ashkenaz, Germany, yeah. Okay, right there in the Ramah again. So we had a stam the Yesh Omrim, but the Mishabruah is machriya like the Yesh Omrim Lekula for Minik Ashkenaz. What that doesn't mean that the Sfarad, I don't know what the Sfaradim do, what Rav Avadya would say. Okay, Haggad, note. When we come back, also lots of batik about the energy come. Brilliant, you can't wear your fancy silver glasses case outside. Avapi, even though it's fancy, it's made out of silver, it's very pretty and beautiful because the glasses inside are amasui. Okay, and Mishra points out like a mandala, but it doesn't matter what's inside. Whatever's inside, what's the ikker? I have a case, and I have something inside. So the ikker is what's inside, not the case. The case is there to service the object, the glasses. The ikker is the glasses, not the glasses case. So he says, no one says, oh, I have such a pretty glasses case. I got to go get myself a pair of glasses to fit the glasses case. No, you say, oh, I have glasses. What am I going to do with them when I take them off my face? They don't get broken. I need a glasses case. So the glasses case is there to serve the glasses, not the other way around. And therefore, the ikar is the glasses, and to carry glasses around your neck on Shabbos is going to be usur. Now, what about wearing glasses on your nose? So he brings down from the Chai Adam. To wear glasses on your nose where there's no Erev, Mishabura quotes the Chai Adam. He says it's usur to wear glasses. Yeah, hold on. Good. We'll see. Dilma, no, to wear glasses. Dilma, yiblu me'alav, you might fall off, and you're going to come to carry it down Amos B'shus HaRabim. So all the posts can point out that in the olden days, glasses did not have, what are these called? Arms? Legs? No, what's this called?
Temple?
This thing's called a temple?
Yes.
Okay. In the olden days, didn't have that. And you stuck it on your nose. And it very likely fell off your nose. So if you're walking that way in the street, it's a good chance it's going to fall off your nose and you're going to carry Dalmash as a rabbi. But nowadays, you have glasses, they fit in your nose, they go behind your ears, you put your head down, they don't fall off, you go up, down, do calisthenics, you go jogging, you play basketball, soccer, stays on your nose, so then on Shabbos, it's also going to be mutter. Now, to wear glasses on top of your head like that, that will not be mutter, that will be usur, that will be carrying your glasses when you put them on top of your head. Only if you put them on your face the way they belong. That's also a problem. Your forehead is also good. There's a gigantic footnote which we'll have to discuss tomorrow about glasses over here. What about reading glasses? Well, after Rav Nemezov's reading glasses, I'm pretty sure he's very mocked, but he will not wear reading glasses outside. Rav Nemezov. I have to double check that. Reading glasses is a problem. You want to walk in the street with your reading glasses. You don't walk in the street with reading glasses. So why are you wearing them in the street? Because you need it when you get to shul, and you know how to carry it, so I put it on my face. But it's not there. It's there really. It's a fancy way of carrying my reading glasses. Bifocals are okay, because it's one thing. But
if you're going to read your sitter or something, you can't carry the sitter.
Okay, we'll discuss more about glasses tomorrow. We have to get more into the tie clip, the belt buckle, and there was another exciting topic here. All right, we'll continue tomorrow.